Hi.
Hello.
Welcome to the 9th episode, I think.
Yep, 9th episode.
Of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. These are some pretzels. I'm Holly.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Rebecca, and those are my pretzels.
Sorry.
And I'm Vince Vega.
What? I have blue hair today, now, and Rebecca has purple.
Purple flame. So it's not photoshopped.
We sprayed it green, and then we're just going to color everyone, too.
So you got that going on. I had something to talk about, and now I have no idea.
You don't remember? Something about Twitter?
Yeah. No, YouTube.
Oh, YouTube. YouTubes.
We had this video that we made called Posing with Another Person. And so, obviously, I used Kevin. And Kevin and I are at the University of Washington in the quad. So it was outside, and there was, like, this convention going on with the banks or something. So everybody was, like, staring at us, and it was kind of awkward, but I was like, fuck it, we got to film this. And I guess, because I haven't watched it in a while, because it was, like, the summertime, Kevin was, stop picking at that.
It's a sticker. Why are you looking at my finger?
Because you're, like,
most of these
like pretending to, I thought you were like pretending to look at a fake watch. Like, I was like, what are you doing? Anyways, I guess he's awkward in the video, Kevin.
Oh, I'm terrible.
I don't remember that.
Oh, it was bad. You don't remember that?
No.
Oh, you were just like bossing me around, so I was like a rag doll.
And well, because you had to be. You were like, well, okay, because Kevin goes, I don't know what I'm doing, so you have to tell me what I'm doing, right?
Yes.
Because I have these poses in mind, and if I explain it to Kevin, Kevin's gonna go, I don't remember that. Right?
That's debatable. But
well, you told, okay, listen.
Yes, I told you to treat me like a client, maybe, or something along those lines. So you have to boss me around, I guess.
He
I don't know.
Like basically like just do what you want with me because this is your video.
That's what he says every night though, isn't it?
Basically, these are, you know, this is like my series, and so he's like, just do whatever, you know, and I was like, I need you, and he's like, yeah, just put me wherever you need, you know. And so
man, it's getting really sexual here.
I have to boss him around, or else he's just gonna be like standing there, you know,
like Kevin always does.
So I'm moving him around and like pushing on him.
Yeah.
And I don't care because he's my boyfriend, right? Like, I'm not,
what you guys are dating. Cosplay news.
Cats, well, out of the bag.
Dun, dun, dun. Strangely enough, a lot of people don't realize this. So yeah. When we're at photo shoots, people just assume that
they awkwardly go, like, one time, yeah. Lillian, like, we walked away, and Lillian looks at Rebecca and goes, so are they together?
Nah, they just live together, and just, you know.
So she just pushes him around.
Yeah, yeah. And I just yell at him.
God, you're the worst partner ever.
Anyways, so I'm, like, you know, pushing on him and, like, flopping him around because he's my boyfriend, and, you know, he doesn't care, and I don't care, and it was fine. And we're trying to get it done as fast as we can because we're in the middle of the quad.
Sure.
At a popular university. So
debatable on the popular part.
Oh. Anyways.
Snap.
So, anyways, we post a video. People were like, oh, thank you. You know, it's been months. It was like summertime. Lately, people have been commenting about Kevin. And I remember the first one was like, oh, Kevin, used and abused. And I was like,
what?
Yeah. And I was like, oh.
Hashtag men's rights.
Yeah. And
yeah,
I was like,
check Tumblr and see if there's a new men's
hashtag
rights.
Hashtag womanism.
But and it has Kevin's face,
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, that could be the new thing.
Anyways, wow. So I was like, oh, you know, it wasn't really like that. It was just, you know, we were like, go, 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 go. Because otherwise the video is just going to be slow and weird. And then there's once, and then, so that was a while ago, and then suddenly there's been like an influx of Kevin comments on that video, and it's like, oh, Kevin's so awkward, or, aww, oh, look at Kevin, he's so cute, I love him, and it's all about Kevin.
Oh, wait, you guys are finding my comments? Uh-oh.
And I'm like, dang, Kevin has a little bit of a fan club going
on. Yeah,
like,
well, then we should post that really awkward video that we shot last week, or 2 weeks ago.
Kevin's just breathing awkwardly out of his mouth.
Yes, please.
I need to find it. I don't remember.
We filmed it and we discarded it immediately.
Yes,
it that was horrible.
Bad. Kevin was a mouth breather. In the
I
video.
Was. It was an awful position though.
It was
because I was hunched over and squatting, and it was just not.
It was almost like he was doing a caricature. Like,
yeah.
But it was real Kevin.
Yeah.
But anyways, Kevin now has a fan club who thinks he's cute, and I don't know. You know.
By the way,
you
ladies,
don't know
pretty
if
shaped
he's
head.
Cute.
So now, yeah. now,
what happened? Oh, I
didn't well,
do
that's
your
the
hair
stuff.
Today.
If,
that's
you, okay. If you fixed your hair, it would look good. But like, your bun fits your face very well because you
yeah,
have a very Japanese look, even though you're Chinese, ladies. Just to
yeah,
so you guys
Chinese,
know.
Yeah, he's Chinese, yo.
Yeah.
Oh, we lost every fan club. I'm sorry.
No.
And he's also, he's half Korean, though. Yes, we'll say that. Just keep the K-pop people around. Kevin's next G-Dragon. He's a K-Dragon. K-Dragon. Kevin is a dragon, though, by year, actually. Yeah. And Zodiac.
Technically. So,
K-Dragon. What's that new K-pop that you've been watching a lot?
Oh, the band, it's a girl group. They're called 4 Minute.
4 Minute.
Oh, you remember that girl we watched the music video I showed you, and you were like, she's so cute, and she just stands there, and it's like the red lips.
Wait, is it the really colorful one?
Yeah, we were both sitting there watching it with you, and you were like, oh my god, look at her facial expression. We had to like rewind to like look at it.
Oh, because she looks really...
Really
pissy for one moment. It was super cute.
Yes. She's in that girl group.
Good.
So, I was listening. It's a really good song, though. It's really...
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm not usually a fan of the K-pop.
Is it like the nonsensical K-pop, though, or does it actually make sense? Because I know a lot of the K-pop stuff, the stuff you've shown me, I've been like, what are they
just
even
dropping
talking?
English words in there?
Exactly. They do drop the English words. There's actually, like, one verse that's, I would say, 90% in English and makes sense.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. And I was like, oh, I can actually understand this.
Because it's like Pitbull. Pitbull randomly drops Spanish into his song.
Oh,
it's like,
God.
Is that actually, like, fitting correctly?
Pitbull.
I don't know.
Get out of here. Anyways, I had to talk about Kevin's fan club because...
Woo. Mr. Worldwide.
What? Mr. Worldwide?
Isn't that what Pitbull says?
Oh, God.
Oh.
No, we're done with Pitbull now.
But, all right, so I had a quick question about some things.
Okay, I'm scared.
So, I'm going to a show tonight down at Tacoma Dome, and there's a lot of restricted items you can't bring in. And it's, like, it's a rave show. It's just, you know, people bring in, like, you know,
alcohol?
Yeah, like orbits where it's, like, you know, lights flashing around.
Orbits?
It's a spinning lights with, like, yeah. You know, it's like the string things where you spin like that and it spins, you know, it looks cool.
T-I-L.
It's an art.
Yeah. It's actually really hard. There's a lot of stuff to do with it. And then there's, like, you know, the LED fingers, you know, where you do, like, mostly for people tripping.
I think
they
sell those at cons. Or people just happen to have them a lot.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's why Kyle's bringing it up, I think.
Well, exactly. That's exactly what I'm bringing up. There's the big thing I do is candy. I don't do drugs. I don't go down there to get light shows and all that crap.
You do the necklace things?
I do the necklace stuff. I get, like, the wrists, you know, covered in, like, all the beads and stuff.
Do you make your own bracelets?
I'm starting to learn how to.
Because you got
to
exchange them.
I do. I exchange them a lot. And, like, I have a big 3D one that people keep trying to steal. Like, try to take, like, one layer at a time. Like, hey, can I have part of that? Like, no, this is one giant thing. You can't have a piece of it. Like,
anyways, what's your...
My point is, I mean... Has there been anything like that in, like, cosplaying where it's, like, this is, like, a staple of what this culture is about you cannot bring anymore? Like, I know weapons were something, like, I know they're, like, bows and stuff. You can't bring strings.
You can't say free hugs or something.
You can't hold signs that say, like, I'll glomp you, which is, like, a tackle hug. And you can't say, like, you can't hold signs that say, like, free hugs. You can't do that glomp circle.
Oh, yeah. That was so much fun.
Yeah, okay.
A glomp circle? Is that called just, like,
I think we entered the cosplay world way too late because the glomp circle just went completely over our heads.
I didn't once see Kia carried off into one.
Really?
She was dressed as Orihime.
I don't want to, wait, explain these glomp circles.
This guy just grabbed it.
So people just tackle other people into a giant pile or something like that?
Rebecca and I will explain a glomp circle as we see it, but we don't truly understand
it.
No, we
don't know
what it is. So we're probably not doing it right. And I've only seen it at SakuraCon.
Well, the one in Vancouver. Remember in the park?
Oh, but that's a Washington one, too. Like, it's, okay, KomoriCon.
KomoriCon, yes. Woo! Thank you.
Anyways, yeah. I've only seen it in this state.
Okay.
I haven't seen it at any other con in the country. And I don't know if it's because this is, like, super banned and, like, everybody's like, no.
KomoriCon was in Portland.
Wait, no.
It was.
Explain what is it. It's so exciting.
I know.
All right. I was just
prefacing it by saying I've never seen it anywhere else. So...
Circle of people.
It starts off as a group of people,
there's,
and they stand in a circle.
Chant.
Oh yeah, they say a line,
and then you're supposed to
throw a bottle.
You,
like,
throw
a,
like,
plastic,
a plastic
bottle.
And then you go in. Two people are chosen, and then they.
We're explaining it so bad. Okay. Listen.
These people have no idea what glomping is.
No,
what
we have no idea.
Here's how I see it. Okay, yes, they chant. They say something. And then, or I don't think that's part of it, though. I think that's just randomly.
Right.
You say, like, one person will yell a line and people will yell, reply it.
Okay.
That has nothing to do with the action of it, I don't think. I think it's just something so it's not quiet. From what my understanding is,
if they get too quiet, then they realize how awkward they're being.
They throw, like, a water bottle
into the circle.
And, like,
maybe it
points at someone, and that person comes into the center circle and picks a random person in the circle to come up and hug. the person that got chosen to hug now gets to hug someone else.
Okay. Or throws the bottle.
Or throws the bottle, and then they hug someone else.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's like 10 water bottles in the situation, so there's like 10 hugs coming across. Yup.
Sounds slightly gropey.
Oh, yeah. And then there are people that turn away, like, hugs. Nope. Right?
What?
Yeah. Oh.
Like, if you're the big...
I've seen awkward hugs where, like, the people are like...
Maybe that's what it was.
Then
maybe
those people are taken out back. Dealt with.
But...
Sir, you're gonna
have
to
leave. But we just have never... We just stand there and watch it and just go, I don't get it.
So
well, it's for children.
I mean, that was a big thing around here then for a while then, or at least
still is.
It's banned, though. They had to ban it from
okay.
That's
really, it was sure, in a freeway sure some, park. Some, like, 18-year-old girl was like, ah, this feels weird, I don't like this, and it's like, and then, like, complained
you
enough.
Mean a 14-year-old girl.
Wait, I thought there was an age limit to SakuraCon.
No.
Like
no age limit.
Okay, that makes sense. Now that makes sense.
Dangerous land.
Yeah.
So if everyone. You know more about glom circles than
yeah.
we do, please
comment below. I feel help. Like, yeah, we've never participated, so we don't truly, like, we just, this is a
hashtag
bystander
glomp.
Situation.
I've never been involved in one. Yeah. That's when you just drop, like, a gas bomb, and like, all right, get out of here,
a
clear the area.
Bomb.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Clear the area. But then everybody's like, ooh, that smells fresh. No one
compared
showers.
Compared to the no showering people.
Hey, it has gotten better, though, I think.
I think we've gotten lucky.
No. You think we've gotten lucky?
Yeah, we've been... going to cons and we haven't stood by anyone that's been pretty stinky, so.
So anyway. So is there anything else that's been, like, I know for you guys, especially, like, you know, not having able to, like, sit in one place has been a big deal, I know.
What do you mean?
Like, I mean, so I was going to talk about banned stuff, things that are banned from, like, cultures. Like, it's like, this is, like, part of the culture and you banning it from an event. I mean, it's like.
Oh, like photography.
Photography or or, like,
standing
I don't like, or certain weapons or
banned.
Stuff during
cosplay.
Well, I know, like, for them,
yeah.
Like, they can't stand in one place for too long, right?
Oh, it's a curve run, yeah. Like, if you go into this one area. Okay, first, when you get off the escalators, they literally outline a box with tape outside the escalators. And if you. For a second, even, like, slow down or, like, remotely, like, stop for, like, a quick second, they just, like, freak out and yell at you because there's, like, guards.
Oh, yeah.
But
well,
you
it's the bottom
how,
escalator.
It is. It's
you
blocked
the
escalator.
Escalator. Yeah, just, like, pile-ups.
So, but they do it in a really bad way, but I guess it's because they have thousands of people doing it. So, I don't know. They're really rude about it. So, you're just, like, just calm the fuck down. And, like, if you're... And the box goes way to the side. And if your toe is, like, on the line of the box, like, if you're waiting for someone...
Yeah.
They freak out.
Yeah, well, I mean, also, that is a safety hazard.
I understand that.
It's,
but there's,
like,
that room next door where the guy freaks out about you just standing around in front of the... There's, like, windows, and he's like, don't stand in front of the windows.
Should be,
like,
guy, the awkward mouth. Just looking in the window.
Yeah, I don't get that one. There's got to be a reason, but yeah. I don't get it. But, with photo gear, it's mostly been the Marriott.
Okay.
Hate you.
Where they pretty much, like, you have to get your flash... See, you gotta cosplay as a photographer, and then, like...
Right.
And,
well,
like,
there is
pop,
that anime
and...
where that guy is a perv and taking pictures.
What, the guy with the RX-7 or whatever? Or the RX-7?
It's like a Nikon.
No, it's
or
an
like
old Canon.
It's a Canon.
A1. It's an old, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a guy that's like leans
yeah,
way
he's
back.
Yeah, doing
like,
pervy shots. But, yeah, the Marriott has given us the most problems.
Consistently.
And I almost wrote a hate you letter to Marriott on our website, but I didn't. That's not professional. But I would write an I love you letter to Diet Dr. Pepper.
What?
And the Westons.
Please sponsor us.
Sponsored by Dr. Pepper.
Anyways.
Just Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Yeah, not regular.
Not regular.
What's their whole brand? I'll do
I like
7-Up,
Dr. Pepper.
They're all the same company, I think.
Before I switched to the Diet.
7-Up's so much better.
In my college years, the Dr. Peps was where it was at.
It's all about the Mountain Dew. Everyone knows.
And
Mountain Dew.
Cheetos.
Code Red.
Whoa.
Oh, Code Red. Got you
ramen.
And Code Red, man.
Ramen.
Hockey stick.
Oh.
It sounds like a con
yeah,
dinner.
Yeah, this is turning
God.
Into con food.
Code Red. Do they still make Code Red anymore?
I don't think so.
I hope not.
Oh, man. That's some good stuff. Or like Pitch Black. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Pitch Black.
They had so many weird flavors of Mountain Dew.
Or Game
back
Fuel.
In the day.
Halo Game Fuel.
Yeah.
That was.
Was that the orange one?
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, God.
I think it was like LiveWire, but like they rebranded
it. Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh,
LiveWire.
Yeah. LiveWire was my stuff. Back in the day, and then Game Fuel.
So many good flavors.
Anyways,
interesting flavors.
Rebecca showed me a cool lipstick. Let's
oh,
talk about that lipstick.
CC Lip Tar cosplay coming out in May.
It's called cosplay.
It's called cosplay.
And it's a like a green. Mint green kind of.
Really? It's like bright mint green.
Yeah, it's like bright, bright mint green. Okay, yeah. Well, OCC Liptar makes crazy colors.
Yeah, Liptar
like,
is just okay.
All over the place. So it's okay. Cool for like costumes or
it's very
or
flashy.
Or if you want to do like a photo shoot, it's really nice yeah. Because they're like the one brand that makes any just color you can out. Think
it's
of.
It's hard to get on, but once you get it on, it's
well, Liptar. I mean, good. I can imagine it's like.
Yeah.
You know.
But yeah, because no other brand, you know, it's mostly like purples and pinks and sure. Stuff. So they have one called Yaoi.
Oh yeah,
yeah, they have Yaoi, and so that
anime.
Was
anime.
Oh, they have like anime
right,
too.
Right, okay, like fuchsia.
Mm. I forgot about anime. So they're yeah. They're kind of into that. Like I think they kind of know who uses
who
their
the market
product.
Is. Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, Rebecca sent me a picture of
I saw something
cosplay.
On the internet. Prior to Holly seeing it.
I know.
All right, that was the moment.
Woo! And I was like, Rebecca, you got to talk about this because Rebecca's so quiet. So
that was my yeah. My one thing.
Because we'll I told everybody, I said, you all need to bring a topic for the podcast because I talk too much and I'm still talking too much.
But Holly, stop talking so much.
Yeah. Well,
and Rebecca delivered 100%.
Yep, nice. I'm the best one. I'm the favorite student right
so
now.
So if you like OCC Liptar or you like cosplaying.
Or if you'd like to see a preview, maybe we can go email them and see if they'll send us a sample or something.
And do an episode of Swatch Your Face.
Swatch Your Face.
Did that episode
no.
Ever go out?
No.
No,
that was a
yet.
Test.
Yeah. Okay. So
Rebecca
there's...
kept digging in her bucket.
Yeah, it was my fault.
Technical Rebecca difficulties.
So we're going to start doing, you know, cosplay, makeup stuff. And so we decided to do kind of a makeup type podcast thing, and we tested it and I told Rebecca to just kind of bring some makeup that she'd recently purchased, but instead she brought her whole like makeup collection in a bucket
everything.
In a bucket
all my makeup,
and so during the podcast, which the mic
covered.
Picks up, she's just like, wait, let me find it, digging through this bucket.
It was NARS train blue.
Yeah, that's the color, NARS train blue, which is an amazing color, by the way. But
I just needed to hold it in my hand.
Well, you can just, it sounded like a bucket of Legos, you know, when you're like digging mm-hmm. For the Legos.
Oh,
I was
that's
like,
a good sound. That's a good sound. That's a good, very good sound.
So I was like, no, we can't right. Use this one. Oh, not that anyone, I don't know if anyone's into makeup, but Sephora is having their sale in April, FYI. April like 12th, 10th, something like that. I'll have
says
to look
the
it up.
VIB Rouge member who
yeah.
Probably get in early. And
I will. I get in a day early.
Please let me know.
Yeah, I might be able to get like a friend pass.
Lipstick.
Nice. But is that sale like the bi-mon sci-fi con where it's like every other month?
No. Once a year.
It's twice a year.
Twice a okay. Year.
November
whatever.
And April. So that's it.
Gotcha. Okay.
So it's big deal because Sephora doesn't have sales and it's only like 15%. It's like Nordstrom. Mm. You know,
oh,
or Nordstrom.
20.
Well,
I think it's 15 to
Nordstrom's
20.
Nordstrom's like, the members only sales. So stupid. Like,
they stopped doing that though.
Oh, good.
They changed.
Good. I hate that. Yeah, like black curtains. Like, you can't come in. There's like,
well, you can't come in there until a certain date.
Yeah, well, it's like, it's stupid.
I have, well, if you have the debit card.
Yeah, you can go in.
You can go in, and yeah. I have the debit card.
So I go in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Kevin goes in.
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, so.
Well, I'll shoot him an email. We'll see if we can get a sample, and then we can demo it live.
What's the worst
before
that could
it comes out?
But tell him to send us primer, too, though, so it doesn't feather.
Oh, God.
Because if it feathers...
Honestly, I don't like that color cosplay. I'm not.
Wait,
like,
it's a green? A mint green?
Yeah. Do you have it? You can show Kevin. And yeah. We'll put it in the link dump for sure.
For sure.
Last week didn't have a link dump because we didn't talk about anything that had needed a link.
Oh, way to go, Kevin.
Circles.
I know.
It's not my fault. Yeah, we got glomp circles. We got everything.
Glomp.
This week.
Oh, Kevin can see it there. It's
yeah.
Yeah. It's tiny. It's tiny, but.
Well, I think
it's just weird.
If you had a cosplay it applied to. I mean,
right.
We see the word cosplay
yeah,
and we're like, oh, this could be a multifunctional product.
Small
but
thing.
The truth is it's
oh,
one product,
right.
One color.
That's weird. I would never assume the word cosplay with green. It's always
well,
pinks.
Yeah,
I would think
of blue.
Purples,
or
already
like, that's
make,
what
yeah,
I always
makeup.
Assume cosplays are. Because I mean, all the costumes there aren't. You don't see that many pink ones because that's kind of. At least I see more blues. I mean, I catch my eye more. I see more blues, greens. Not blues, greens. Blues, purples, and pinks.
It's
kind
of everywhere.
With Poison yeah. Ivy and...
It's too bright for Poison
and
Ivy.
It.
And Poison Ivy wears red lipstick anyway.
No,
that's true.
But
at least Poison Ivy would be a dark green.
Or red. Bright red.
That's what she
contrast.
Did, so.
Yeah.
And you see how it's not
green.
That green.
Yeah,
yeah.
Who wears that green? Luigi?
Probably
female
someone,
Luigi?
Probably someone from Hunger Games. Oh, yeah. I can see that. Oh, yeah, we saw the FE from the Capitol because they wear all those crazy.
Oh, yeah. V, or what's her name? FE. FE, yeah.
Because.
Well,
I don't remember how to.
She wears like gray lips, like I know for sure.
Like light blue. Like pool boy.
Pool boy.
Yes, that's another color by Liptar. I shouldn't know all this, but I do for some reason.
Because you are a man. You are a man. Man who dates a cosplayer. That's what happens.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, yeah, for if it applies to a costume, it'd be really cool. But to me, that color is just not like, I'm going to go outside.
Well, and, I mean, it's good for the nowadays, people who want to track attention, though.
Nowadays, black is becoming a thing, you know, more acceptable. Like, if you wore black, like, 5 years ago, everybody would be like, oh, God, why?
Yeah.
You know, I have a dark blue one. You know, the weird colors are coming in, but
I don't know. One of my friends was black,
she's not the right skin tone for it.
Maybe you're growing up.
But green doesn't really go with...
Shut up, Kyle. We need to have, like, the funeral music now, because I'm getting old.
Kyle used and abused.
Well, look at...
Look at you. Holly's so abusive, as you can tell.
Hair, though. You're already... I don't know.
I'm really mesmerized by your hair.
Oh!
I'm loving the streaks.
Yeah, I like the streaks, too.
It looks like cotton candy.
I'm indifferent.
And I'm into it.
Like a My Little Ponytail
or something. My Little Tony?
My Little Tony Pale?
It's like a My Little Pony.
That's what it would be. Like an Italian guy.
My Little Tony. That's good.
Sorry. I got excited. Or it would be Toes.
But then you don't even see it then.
My Little Tony.
Oh, good lord. I think we put a little bit too much Dr. Pepper in there.
Yeah, Dr. Pepper.
Diet Dr. Pepper.
Only.
Because you really, really worked out.
Yeah.
My Little Tony. Jesus. All right.
Anyways, I had something else. Oh. You are not going to want me to talk about this.
Oh, no.
You're going to get angry at me.
I'm already angry.
First of all, I'm just going to make a one sentence statement. We are really nice. The end. Okay?
The two of you are really nice?
To people, yeah. That's all I'm going to say. Then, I want to talk about shoots at SakuraCon. See?
They're going to be very mean, is what they're saying.
Yeah, angry. That's already, yeah.
Yeah, we're just going to be mean to everybody. No, I wanted to talk about it because, so when we open shoots, we're like, we're available, you know, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., but not these times. Like, I usually, for dinner, because I'm usually like, we need to eat, so I have to, like, set out a time, because otherwise we won't.
Kevin will get hangry.
Oh my god, we'll get hangry at each other and just start yelling at each other. So we have this break. But the way I set up time, so someone will email us and say, hey, I want something around 2, and I'll be like, okay, and I have to work it out. So a shoot is 45 minutes long. But I don't do, like, if someone booked us at 11, I don't book someone at 11:45.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or 11:50 or something
you have
close.
15 minutes.
I give myself 15 to 20 minutes, sometimes 30 minutes, because we need to break down, drink some water, which we usually get really dehydrated at cons. And then, like, sometimes we just need to sit down and just not do anything and talk. We just sit, like I'm sure people are like, oh, they could have fit me in. They're just sitting there. It's like, no, I need to sit the fuck down and not talk to anybody and just stare into the distance because I'm... My brain will melt. Like
you need mental relaxation.
Did someone say you weren't nice?
Someone questioned our scheduling.
Yes.
And said,
oh,
there is time between these two times that you could fit us in there.
And then we had one slot. Yeah, I had to say, listen, no, it's this. You can have this
or
one.
Or you could always charge them like 4 times as much. Say, if you want to pay this much.
That's exactly what I said.
If
I was like,
really, really
want
to.
That's what I said.
If you want
this other time, it's $400 for that one extra slot.
Yeah. Because that is our food time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I said.
I agree with that. I mean.
And I explained it to them why that wouldn't work. Kevin's like, you don't owe them an explanation.
You don't really. No, you don't. I mean,
but you guys are building your brand. And a lot of it is word of mouth.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes to take a time out to explain something.
That's what I said. I was like, I'm just going to explain it because, you know, then people will understand. It's not like...
It's a business thing. You guys are working that whole time.
Yeah.
So, you know.
It's not like we're just like, no, we don't want to work with you, so you can't have it. It's like, no, we need a break so that the time that you wanted, like, just doesn't... That's not working out.
Right.
Yeah. And Kevin was upset that I explained it. and he's probably upset I'm explaining it right now.
It's fine.
But I kind of want to, because if people want to work with us in the future and they're getting, you know, oh, we don't have that time, but they see it, but they see it on our website that it's available, it's like, you know,
you have a block.
You know, we need to take 15 minutes to ourselves just to, like, lay on the ground and die, because I'm an introvert and socializing for 10 hours straight drives me up the wall. I love everybody, but I can't talk. I love everybody but you.
Yeah.
I can't talk and be energetic for 10 hours straight.
Oh, yeah. I think...
Ooh, am I overexposed?
Yeah.
Oh, it's too hot.
We're turning white right now.
That's okay.
All right, bye, guys.
Just turn the light off.
It doesn't make a difference because the sun is brighter than the lights.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, the cloud is about to come over.
We'll just wait. Or should we just keep talking? It doesn't matter.
If this is an audio podcast. No one watches the video this time.
Natural
no
light problems.
Yeah. Anyway.
That makes sense. And I think, with any consumer, you expect the company where it'd be like perfect for you. It's like I'm the consumer. You should be able to make think for me.
Right, exactly.
So, I get their point of view, but at the same time, if a quick explanation doesn't hurt, but in all reality, you really don't owe them an explanation.
Right.
If you really don't want to, that person.
I mean,
feel like if it kept happening over and over again, I'd be like no, and that's all I would say. But it just happened once, and so it was like I'm just gonna explain it.
I will say though,
I don't want to seem like I'm denying them for no reason.
Yeah. I will say, though, honestly, like, I mean, I work in an industry where it's a lot of, you don't need to explain yourself. You are doing what you need to do to get a job done or whatever, X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm a person where I will explain myself a lot. I'm like, I'm asking you this of you because I need to get this done. But then sometimes, like, I feel like I'm being, like, kind of being a pushover by saying that, because it's like, do I need to explain myself? I'm asking you to do something. I'm paying you to do something.
Right.
You should be able to do this for me without me having to explain myself.
The opposite, because we're not paying them.
Exactly.
But that's dealing with customers?
I'm dealing with some customers. No,
it's internal.
It's some internal, some customers.
You're dealing face-to-face with customers.
But
you gotta play it.
Yeah. It is a game sometimes, but yours also isn't a game. Yours is just, I'm taking photos to have fun and help these people out and get paid as well.
Well, and we're trying to run a business.
Yeah.
And,
we could change our model instead of doing more
search
fashion.
Search pricing. I was thinking that.
Pricing. If you want to meet at 5:30, it's cheap. Yeah, but if you want to meet at noon, it's like $500.
Well, I was thinking like Uber or Lyft, where the demand, the higher it goes up. Yeah. So
as we get closer to the con, it gets more expensive.
If there's a demand
don't tell the audience what we're planning on doing.
No, I was in my head. I was like, but it's not. It wouldn't happen like that because there would be.
Well, see, that's like if you lock early. It's like the price might go up closer it gets to the con. You might want to lock in now.
Add a charge.
Like I would add a lot for if
people
like,
last minute, you know, like a last minute type thing.
Right.
You know,
if people really, really wanted it, which some people I can tell they really do.
Yeah.
Because of the emails. But yeah, I would just be like, it's $100 more.
Right.
Because it's our time. Like we're tired. You are being physical the whole time. Kevin's opening. He's dragging that.
He's getting physical.
Yeah. Ooh.
Olivia's at Olivia Newton-John. Make it
physical.
Oh, we should make like a Kevin like workout video.
Yeah,
for
workout.
For Kevin's.
Oh,
for Kevin's.
I'm trying to say that. I'm like, you know, make it a
for Kevin's fan club.
Yeah.
And it's just him like opening the suitcase, pulling out the photo. Ooh. Oh, and then bending over in his butt crack that always shows. And then.
Anyone who's ever seen Kevin, his butt crack always shows, no matter how high his pants are and whatever underwear he wears, it always like is like
right there. No, for a while he was good.
What?
Because I instructed him how to prevent that.
It is almost all white now.
Ooh, it's okay. Hello. You know the people that watch the video podcast. Hello, I'm white as fuck. So
you can adjust it live, can't you? You can just roll it.
Yeah, but that involves getting up and.
Ooh, even Kevin's like white though.
I'm like,
how am I? What color am I? Am I good? I'm pretty
good. No, your face looks dark, but your arm looks white.
Uh-oh. Well, I think it's getting that time already.
You know
anyway,
what?
So.
I don't care.
So we should
use and abuse. Kevin, you
yes. Yeah, and nobody ever listens to me.
No, but I wanted to finish my.
Okay.
Yeah.
Finish
anyways,
your thought.
But just.
Hashtag save Kevin.
No,
forget the one in the hall.
Anyways, yeah, like the surge, like.
Or we could just, instead of doing fancy shoots, just do a white backdrop,
No.
Flash. Next.
Because
Flash.
That's not just
next. Flash.
Jump
next.
In the room. Just iPhone. Yep.
Just do like a green
iPhone.
Screen. Just do a green screen.
iPhone
then you can
photography.
Figure
it
out. There you
go. iPhone shoot.
Well, just white wallet on everybody.
The iPhone shoot will be cheap.
Wasn't there one at Anime
nice,
Expo
nice glow.
Where it was
yeah,
someone?
Yeah, I think there was someone offering iPhones.
Offering iPhone.
Oh my god.
Oh shit! I saw that online.
It?
Who was
no,
that?
We saw it like happening or
Whoa.
Something. We were.
Yeah,
looking at like
I
a live.
I feel like I also
okay,
read the signups. I feel
it
like
was like $60 or something.
What?
Like crazy.
$60
yeah.
iPhone.
And it was iPhone photo.
I'm gonna say for what we charge, we're pretty in the middle. There's,
no, we
there's,
are.
There's
except, okay, fine.
We're low middle because there's people I've seen mainly on the East Coast that charge way more.
Yeah, but
than
you
us.
Have Instagram filters, like
yeah,
on
we,
the iPhone.
We edit a lot
we
more.
Edit,
yeah.
We edit a lot.
Honestly,
I mean, is the
we
quality
are, we
of your equipment
are,
any good, though? I mean,
yeah,
I don't,
exactly. It's
yeah.
all crap equipment
yeah.
that we're using. No, we are way undercharging what we can charge. I'll
you
be
just
got to
get your name
you.
Up there, and then the moment you guys get big, you shoot your price up to like $1,000.
Yeah, I mean,
which
compared to what we charge in, I'll say, quote, real life,
yeah.
it's probably like a quarter.
Less than that.
Yeah.
Less than
which
that.
Which is surprising because the environment that you're shooting is more hectic and more like.
It
right.
is.
Have
it's
to
more
work
stressful.
Your, yeah.
It's really fast. It's like I have to think of poses and these people are waiting on us and it's.
We do it for you.
It's super stressful. I get stressed the fuck. The fact that Emerald City Comic Con and
KurtCon
are back to back this coming
this
next weekend.
Next,
yeah.
yeah, next Saturday.
It's always.
Together. So we're gonna have a oh we should talk about that or probably a post ECCCC
podcast
so you should stay in your cosplay.
I'm gonna stay in it.
Yeah.
Oh, should I change too or should I stay in mine?
Yeah, stay in your. What are you wearing?
Nothing.
I'm going as me. I'm going as Kyle Louie is a
are you
character
gonna be on
anime.
The podcast? It's gonna be at night.
So there's an anime out there called Kyle Louie, and then that's me.
Oh yeah.
And then I dress as me, and that's my cosplay.
It's Kyle
it's
Louie
literally
anime.
The perfect cosplay. You cannot beat how perfect and precise my cosplay is of myself.
What are we talking about?
ECCCC.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
Okay. So mine will be done like 5 minutes before the start.
Right.
I'm going to get off work at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Go to sleep for like 2 hours.
You'll be hot
up,
glowing as you get there. Like,
finish
no,
my cosplay and run down
the
street.
You should just stay up.
Oh, no. Red Bulls. You got to take a nap.
I
and
might
then...
stay
Did
up.
Did you see? Okay. Since Rebecca's working graveyard now, she took a picture on her Instagram and was like, And did you see my hashtag?
Sugar. Oh, that's my father.
Sugar-free Red Bull for life.
For life.
For life, yeah.
Seriously.
But you don't take pictures at work, though, right? Because I know...
No,
destroy it.
We should wrap this up, by the way. We'll
Kevin
finish
has
this
to
up.
Wrangle us.
Yes, sorry. Looping.
Yeah, so next weekend, we'll be filming a ECCCCCC podcast,
yes.
probably, hopefully, about that. And then, yeah.
That should be it.
Oh, I'm getting stressed out just thinking about it.
Oh, it'll be fine.
Thanks for listening / watching, everybody.
Or just watching a big white square if you're watching the video podcast.
Yeah,
yes.
I highly Indeed. Suggest the audio.
No.
On Elite.
No, you need
really
to be able to see his
listen,
you need to be able to
really
see
cute.
EliteCosplay.com.
Watch
yes.
the video.
You can see Holly's
okay.
new
listen,
blue hair.
You should watch
you
the video
for
the
Rebecca's
hair.
Lovely purple.
Yeah.
Watch the video playing. For the first 5 minutes just to see her hair and then go to EliteCosplay.com and switch
and,
over to audio
then,
because
no,
right
listen
now.
Listen to
then,
it and watch the video at
the
same time. Watch the video on mute while you're listening to the audio.
Yeah, watch the video on mute while you listen. Into the audio at Elite Cosplay.
That's
and,
the full
yeah.
experience. That's
yeah.
surround sound.
All right, we're going to wrap this up. Thank you very much for tuning
high
into
five.
Episode 9 and tune
Jesus.
In next
Kevin,
week
no,
for
blah, blah, blah.
Episode 10 for the live ECC
standing
up for
live
episode.
It's not, okay, first of all, hang
have,
on.
Oh my
He's
God.
Taking the power
we
back.
Have no hotspot.
And we have no hotspot.